William Shakespeare's Romeo and Juliet, about 1595. The story. The Montagues and Capulets, the two most important families of Verona, are bitter enemies. Romeo, the son of Lord Montague, goes to a masked ball given by the Capulet family, and he falls in love with her daughter, Juliet. After the ball, Romeo climbs the wall into the Capulet's garden and overhears Juliet confessing that she, too, has fallen in love with him. They decide to marry secretly, and with the help of Friar Lawrence, they are married the next day. Unfortunately, the same day, some of the Montagues and Capulets meet, and a fight follows in which Romeo's friend, Mercutio, is killed by Tybalt, Juliet's cousin. Romeo kills Tybalt in revenge, and is banished from Verona as punishment. Meanwhile, Lord Capulet wants Juliet to marry Count Paris. She goes to Friar Lawrence for advice, and he suggests she drink a potion which will make her appear to be dead for 42 hours. He will then tell Romeo, who will come and get her. But the friar's message fails to reach Romeo, and hearing that Juliet is dead, he decides to kill himself. After buying some poison, he goes to see her body for the last time. At the tomb, Romeo gives Juliet a final kiss, drinks the poison, and dies. She wakes, and finding Romeo dead, takes his knife and kills herself. Themes. Many obstacles are placed in the path of Romeo and Juliet's passion, the most serious of which is the fact that they come from two rival families who hate each other. Though they both try to escape from this cycle of hatred, destiny will lead their love to a premature end. The play explores love in its many forms. Shakespeare places the pure and absolute love of Romeo and Juliet in contrast with other notions of love embodied by other characters. For Juliet's father, love is a profitable contract between two families. For Juliet's nurse, love is something physical that belongs to the senses. For Paris, the man Juliet's family want her to marry, love is linked to the idea of correct behavior. Though the tragedy of the play is linked to the classical idea of destiny, Shakespeare also gives his characters free will to decide their own fate. This is one of the things that makes Romeo and Juliet a modern tragedy. When, for example, Romeo is told that Juliet is dead, he makes an immediate decision and declares, "Well, Juliet, I will lie with thee tonight." When he says lie, he means to sleep the sleep of death with Juliet. The decision to commit suicide is his own. When Juliet sees the dead Romeo, she too desires to commit suicide, despite the urgent offers of the friar to take her to a convent. Language and style. In terms of his dramatic technique, Romeo and Juliet plays with the audience's expectations. Unlike Romeo, the audience knows Juliet's plan, but can only watch, as he mistakenly thinks she's dead. So the audience receives the message that fails to reach Romeo. Part of the play's emotional effect, therefore, derives from this gap in knowledge, the fact that we know so much, but are at the same time powerless to change the course of events. The language used by Romeo and Juliet, particularly Romeo, is often lyrical. Romeo's initial speech, in the famous balcony scene, is extremely poetic. Standing under Juliet's balcony, he describes her using some of the conventions of courtly love and Neoplatonism found in sonnets of the time.